Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Lance Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Address is 5 Casa, C-A-S-A, Del, D-E-L, Lago, L-A-G-O, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-292-0441. ID is XXXXX-3730. Date of birth is 10-13-1951. Seventy-one-year-old, divorced, retired man. Pharmacy is CVS-Forest-Chico. It is addressed to 5 Medical Center, primary care. The address is 1601 Esplanade, Suite 3, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-332-7148, fax 530-893-6034. There are carbon copies, too. Dr. Richard Bergstrom, M.D. Below that should say ENT Center of Excellence. And also Dr. K-I-E-N, Tran, T-R-A-N. New paragraph, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation and treatment in continuity of care. Subparagraph, recent evaluation and treatment by Dr. Maria J. Servioli, S-E-R-V-I-O-L-I-M-D, Catalyst Neuromedical Center. Thank you. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lance Anderson for neurological evaluation and continuity of care for Lance's recent move from the Reading area to Chico, where he will be initiating primary care at the Enloe Medical Center Primary Care Clinic. New paragraph, he has been under the care of KIEN Tran and was referred by Dr. Bergstrom to the Catalyst Medical Center, where comprehensive diagnostic evaluation was accomplished by Dr. Servioli with initiation of carbidopa levodopa increased to 25 100 milligrams Sinemet, parenthesis proprietary, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. For his findings of inducible neuromuscular stiffness and tremor, Parkinsonian findings, new paragraph, by his report, his tremor is almost completely abolished on this dosage regimen, but he does have early wearing off phenomenon after several hours on the medication, new paragraph. He was found to have evidence for hypophonia, comma, bradykinesia. With a significant past history of colectomy with chronic diarrhea, and a history of ulcerative colitis and type 2 diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, current medications, list these vertically. Loperamide hydrochloride, 2 milligram capsules, 1 PRN 4 times a day. Rovastatin calcium, 40 milligrams. 1 tablet orally daily. Sodium prontoprazole, 40 milligram tablets, delayed release, 1 orally daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 capsule orally daily. Duloxetine, 60 milligram capsules, delayed release. Particles, 1 capsule daily. Propranolol, 10 milligram tablets, once daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligram capsules, 1 daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 tablet with a meal, once daily. Celecoxib, 200 milligram capsules, 1 with food daily. Carbidopa levodopa, 25-100. 1 3 times a day, dash adjusted to Sinemet, 2 tablets 3 times a day, diphenoxylate atropine, 25/0.025 milligrams, PRN up to 3 times per day. New paragraph, allergies, sulfa antibiotics, and ACE inhibitors. New paragraph, vitals, blood pressure 134/72, heart rate 53, temperature 97.5, O2 sat 95%, weight recently decreased to 186 pounds with diet, height 72 inches, BMI 25, BSA 2.14, new paragraph. Directed neurological examination today shows that he is alert-oriented, mildly bradykinetic, slightly ataxic in turning and ambulation, but not in any distress. New paragraph. He continues to have moderate to severe hypophonia that is variable by his report. His cranial nerve evaluation was preserved. Motor examination continues to demonstrate slight findings of left lateral callus. No increase in tone on his current regimen in the right upper and lower extremities. And that is in the right upper and left upper extremity, but a slight increase in tone in the lower extremities. Finger tapping appears reduced in amplitude and speed as previously identified. New paragraph, no tremor at rest or with movement is identified on today's examination. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes at the patellar are slightly brisk and preserved at the Achilles. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. He rises from a chair without help, but with some bradykinesia. Normal stride length with a slight tendency towards festination. Postural reflexes remain preserved. Romberg is negative. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of findings of tremor with reduced ceruloplasmin and increased urinary copper excretion. Some paragraph, follow-up laboratory testing for copper values will need to be accomplished. New paragraph, medical history of risk factors for malnutrition. Some paragraph, he takes no regular vitamins. New paragraph, good to excellent response to readjusted treatment with Sinmet 25-100 2-3 times a day with some wearing off phenomenon. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain studies have been completed and the results are pending, being obtained from Mercy Shasta in the Reading area. New paragraph, recommendations. Today, at his request and in medication review, I have reordered the Sinemet, an additional extended-release carbidopa levodopa 5200 to take at bedtime. Some paragraph, I've given him enough Sinemet that he can take up to 2 tablets 4 times a day if his medication wears off too quickly. I've given him a prescription for men's daily vitamin for men over 50. New paragraph, I've given a prescription for supplemental CoQ10 on his Rovu statin to avoid or reduce his tendency to nocturnal cramps. New paragraph, I've given a prescription for methylcobalamin cyanocobalamin tablets to take twice a day and refill on the tamsulosin until he can see his primary care physicians. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today regarding his history, clinical findings, adjustment of his regimen with anticipated benefit and outcome, as well as side effects and complications. New paragraph. Copies of his prescriptions for CVS on Forest Avenue with additional handouts on his medications have been provided with instructions. New paragraph. We are referring him to Pillsbury PT, close to his location, for clinical evaluation and treatment, anticipating neuromuscular reeducation and balance training, which he's requested. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for a follow-up appointment with the results of his clinical adjustment and therapy for further recommendations. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.